Well, it's just possible that he might have another look at you after he's come back from the pond. I don't think he'd bother about it in the ordinary way, but if he is actually passing your door, I think he might glance in.
I shan't be there. I shall be at the bottom of the pond, sucking up mud.
Yes. Do you think you could leave something in your bed that looked vaguely like you in the dark? A bolster with a pajama coat round it, and one arm outside the blanket, and a pair of socks or something for the head? You know the kind of thing. I think it would please him to feel that you were still sleeping peacefully. Bill chuckled to himself.
Rather, I'm awfully good at that. I'll make him up something really good. But what about you?
I'm at the other end of the house. He's hardly likely to bother about me a second time, and I shall be so very fast asleep at his first visit. Still, I may as well, to be on the safe side.
They went into the house. Cayley was in the hall as they came in. He nodded and took out his watch.
"Time to change?" he said.
"Just about," said Bill.
"You didn't forget my letter?"
"I did not. In fact, we had tea there."
"Ah." He looked away and said carelessly, "How were they all?"
"They sent all sorts of sympathetic messages to you, and all that sort of thing."
"Oh, yes.